That goes back to that little pressure he turns up, the valve. He turns it up just enough so we're baffled. We don't understand what's going on. But God is still in control even at that very moment. But the word goes on to say, but not in despair. We haven't completely lost hope. Despair means we haven't lost hope, that there's still hope. And there is still hope as long as we realize, amen, that we submit ourselves to God, repent of our transgressions, our sins, amen, and God will make sure he turns us around for the plan that he has for our life. That ninth verse said, we're persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. We're persecuted. We're treated bad sometimes. We're talked about sometimes. We're stabbed in the back sometimes. I think sometimes you can take the shirt off and just start bleeding. It's been stabbed so much in the back. We just been treated bad. We've been forsaken. We've been abandoned. We've been deserted. We've been left out there alone sometimes. We've been to a point where we just didn't know where to turn sometimes. Cast down. We've been discouraged. We've been depressed. We've been all these things. We felt like we're on an island by ourselves. Amen. All alone. But we haven't been destroyed. We haven't been destroyed. Everything that the enemy has thrown at you, he haven't destroyed you. Everything that Satan tried to do to you, he haven't destroyed you. Every sickness, every pain that's come upon your body has not destroyed you. 10th verse is always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Always thinking about everything that he suffered for me. Keeping in the forefront of my mind that he went through all this suffering and all this pain just for little old me. He did all this just for me. He didn't give up. He didn't throw in the towel. And that encouraged me to keep on driving on. Amen. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. The life that he showed before us, the example that he showed before us, we can walk the same way. The things of the world don't have to overtake us. We don't have to be broken with our situations. We don't have to give up. We don't have to feel like there's nowhere to turn. We don't have to feel like we're on an island by ourselves. And sometimes people say and do things that you just baffled about. You wonder why? You just puzzle as to why. But you got to know within yourself where your heart is, how sincere you are about Jesus. And as long as you know that you are sincere, that's where the word in that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No matter what the enemy tries to do to me, it's not going to prosper. A weapon can be a word. A weapon can be somebody's tongue talking about you. A weapon can be a whole bunch of different things. But it will not prosper as long as you stay connected to God. No one enjoys the feeling of being broken. As we're preparing to close, no one enjoys being broke. But we can't ignore the fact that when God breaks us, it's for us to grow spiritually. When God breaks us, it's for us to grow spiritually. We got to come to the point that we realize that being broken gives us a brand new perspective on the plan that God has for our life. So we're standing all over the building.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our bishop's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314, or you can visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God, to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Grace. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Amen. Like the children say, hallelujah. He's wonderful. Father, we thank you right now for being so wonderful, for being so good, for being everything that we can't be. We thank you, Lord, for being present in this house in the form of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask right now that as your word comes forth, we ask that it does what it's intended to do. Draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and not drive them away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Giving honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Godhead, to Dr. Huey Lawson, our pastor emeritus. Yes. First Lady Emeritus, Ms. Martha Lawson. Yes. Reverend Rodney Lennox, to my left. In case you don't know, if you want to YouTube Reverend Lennox, I found out the other day he's on, got his YouTube channel up. Looks good. Amen. So tap into, there's a ministry name that I couldn't remember, but I believe if you tap Rod Lennox in, you'll be able to find him. Amen. Amen. Minister Cindy Humphrey. And all of you all, we just thank you for being here. I'm not long today. Oh, I know what's going on. I can see it in the pews, amen. I know what's happening. Coke's on sale. Amen. 7-Up on sale. Pits burning. I know what's going on. Can I get a witness? So I ain't gonna test your patience. Amen. I know what's happening. It's all good. The book of Acts in the 26th chapter is what we want to talk about today. Acts 26, and I want you to go to the 24th verse. And we want to talk a little bit about a fellow named Agrippa. Herod Agrippa. Amen. Which Herod was just a designation of being the big boss. Amen. Amen. Ruler of Rome. Actually, Herod Agrippa Jr., his daddy before him was Herod Agrippa the First. This story centers around Agrippa the Second. Acts 26, starting at the 24th verse, says it like this. And he thus spake for himself. Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning does make thee mad. But he said, I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded. I'll say this again. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For this thing was not done in a corner. Going on to 27, it says, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuaded me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. And when he had thus spoken, the king rose up, and the governor, and Bernice, and they that sat with them. We use for a subject today, almost persuaded. Almost persuaded. Amen. You know, people hold different attitudes concerning Jesus. Some people love the Lord. Amen. You know, they I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Some people love the Lord. Some people hate the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, always trying to tell you something adverse about the gospel. Can I get a witness? Paul was sold out for Jesus, but that wasn't always the case. He used to be one of them other fellas, amen? Can I get a witness? But the good thing about Paul, when he was bad, he had zeal for being bad. Jesus turned that zeal around from being bad to being good. There's some of us that's almost there, almost, but close only counts in horseshoes. Amen? You got to be there. Can I get a witness? The Bible is full of folks that was almost there. You see, the children of Israel were almost to the promised land for 40 years. They was almost there. People tell me, Pastor, I'm almost ready to come to church. I'm almost ready for a change. But when it comes to salvation, almost just ain't good enough. Amen. Let's look at almost versus the truth. The truth will lead you to know that you need Jesus. Not almost need him. You need him all the way. The Bible is the true word of God. Not almost, all the time. The Bible's job is to show man his shortcomings. Not almost, all the time. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Can I get a witness? But here we got Paul on trial in Rome due to peer pressure and political stuff. Y'all know how it is. But Paul used his own life to try to show King Agrippa the truth. You know, you can talk till you're blue in the face to some folks. They just don't get it. Can I get a witness? And sadly, some pass away without ever getting it. We got a bunch of almost people going to bust hell wide open. Can I get a witness? From 1 to 23 in Acts 26, Paul is trying to convince Agrippa, trying to change his mind, trying to let him know that he defends the true gospel of Jesus Christ. But over in the 24th verse, we got somebody else that joins in. 24 says again, and he thus spake for himself. Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside yourself. In other words, man, you don't know what you're talking about. All your education done made you crazy. The way he says it, much learning does make thee mad. Can I get a witness? But see, Festus was a know-it-all. He was the chief financial advisor for the city. So Festus thought that if it didn't add up financially, it didn't add up at all. Sometimes we put numbers ahead of everything, Mount Calvary. Can I get a witness? Paul was trying to tell Agrippa, money doesn't mean anything. Prestige doesn't mean anything. Jesus Christ is the true Savior. Verse 25 comes in, says, and he said, I'm not mad. Paul trying to let him know, hey, I'm not drunk. I'm sober. I'm not mad. Most noble. He even patronized Festus a little bit. Most noble Festus. But I speak forth the words of truth and soberness. I'm here to tell you something. Amen. Sometimes folks that tell you something, you just don't receive it because of what they used to be. Can I get a witness? Everybody knew what Paul used to be. But we all are used to be somebody. Can I get a witness? Used to be down the road. Used to be around the corner. Used to be out late at night. Used to be next door in our neighbor's house. We all used to be. Don't let anybody keep you from coming to Jesus. Friends, family members, even your enemies. Don't let people keep you from coming to Jesus. Almost ain't good enough. Verse 26 and 27 says, for the king, now listen how Paul is trying to let Agrippa know, you ought to know better than this. You in a position, Donald Trump, where you ought to know better, amen? Verse 26 says, for the king knows of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things, Agrippa, none of these things are hidden from you. You know better. None of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. You ought to know, Agrippa, that Jesus is the Savior. You ought to know better. You're trying to lead people, but you don't want to listen to the truth. 27 says, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? In other words, I know you know the Bible, Agrippa. Do you believe what the prophets said? Do you know that Isaiah prophesied about Jesus coming? Did you know that he was coming to save the world? Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost, thou persuaded me to be a Christian. Amen. If I could talk to Agrippa right now, I'd say, Agrippa, almost just ain't good enough. You should have took the last step, Agrippa. Doesn't matter what your title is, Agrippa. You should say, Lord, here I am. Come into my soul. So many people knew the word back then and now. But even the ones that might know the word don't believe the word sometimes. You know, it's better to know one verse and believe that verse than to know the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation and not believe anything. If you just know one verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Everybody talking about it. Well, one time a person happened to say, Reb, you the pastor of Mount Calvary. Say, yes, I am. Said, I know you done read the Bible from cover to cover. I said, well, by now I have. He said, I know you remember everything that's in the Bible. I said, no, I don't remember everything. That's why I got 30 Bibles, where I can go grab one and reference it. King Agrippa, being king, had access to the Bible. Yes. Verse 28 again says, then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuaded me to be a Christian. But he didn't want to hear the word of the Lord. But I'm going to tell you that it's Black History Month. Yeah, it is. And thank God that slavery wasn't almost abolished. Can I get a witness? Where would we be if slavery was almost abolished? You see, thank God that the right to vote didn't almost make it. Can I get a witness? We can go to the polls and pull a lever for whoever we want because the right to vote got passed. Can I get a witness? You see, thank God that we didn't almost get an African-American president. Amen. We really had the real deal because almost wouldn't have been good enough. Can I get a witness? Agrippa said, I'm almost persuaded to be a Christian. I'm here to tell you right now, don't get to the gates and St. Peter say, you almost made it, but you didn't believe. Don't get up there and say, Lord, here I am. Let me in. And the Lord said, almost just ain't good enough. Go ahead on downstairs where you go. Don't get there and be crying and weeping and wailing and say, Lord, I almost did this. I almost did that. But close just ain't good enough. You ought to be able to feel the fire. You see, Jesus is not saying almost. He's saying, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, come on unto me and I'll give you rest. Good evening, Mount Calvary. Don't be an almost. I want you to be an all the way. Come on to Jesus right now. You see, Jesus didn't almost get born in a manger in Bethlehem. He didn't almost get raised in Nazareth. He didn't almost get arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. He didn't almost get whipped from judgment hall to judgment hall. He didn't almost die on the cross. He didn't almost get up after three long days. Thank God Almighty, Jesus ain't an almost, he's an already. Can I get a witness? Are you ready to stop being an almost? Are you ready to be all in? Are you ready to say, here I am, come on, Lord, and see about me? It's Super Bowl Sunday today. Can I get a witness? I don't care much about the New England Patriots, but I thought about all of the times that they almost got beat. Let me run this down to you. In Super Bowl 35, the Panthers almost beat the Patriots, but they lost 32-29 by a field goal. Super Bowl 36, the Rams almost beat the Patriots, but they lost 20-17 by another field goal. Super Bowl 39, the Eagles almost beat the Patriots, but Donovan McNabb pumped out.